This is Jonah Hill, and you're listening to the only podcast that matters.
Throw gang, we are joined by Ted Cruz, doppelganger of Lauren Schlossman, and myself, the photo shoot Farrell. We'll get into that. James Harris, welcome to the weekly Running the Boys. Today's full episode only available on patreon.com/throwingfits. Lawrence, how was your week? you went to Cancun?
That pause was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm a little hungover from our dinner last night.
Wait, really?
I braved the storm. While hungover,
fat boy flakes outside
because I am a hero and a true warrior of podcasting.
Why hungover? We split two bottles of wine between three dudes and ate like nine slices of pizza each. You claim, I could eat 10 of these pies. I was like, what the?
It is my new favorite pizza place, which I have you to thank. Credit where credit is due.
As the gourmand, the resident gourmand of the pod. Yeah, I had to take the boy, shout out Armand, to Leo, my second favorite pizza spot in Brooklyn right now, second to Lindustry, which is currently shut down.
Right.
But Leo's got the vibe. It's got the wine. Yeah. I learned that you're a fucking popcorn addict. Yes.
So if both you and Armand hadn't pushed back on this, this would be something that I would absolutely.
The Prince of Popcorn was your moniker before I changed it at the last minute, because that's what I do. Audible the line. Yeah. Ted Cruz doppelganger.
So yeah. Red 2,
Ohio.
Ted Cruz, doppelganger.
Saracen.
This would be a hill I would normally die on. I would be ready and willing to die like a Spartan to fight for the sanctity of microwave popcorn. But the fact that both you, because you're weird, right? We've established that over many years now.
Psychotic.
But Armand, who is a third-party independent observer.
An arbiter.
Yes, exactly. He also thought it was bizarre. Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Let me.
And yes, you're a little gone off the gamay, but you're passionately arguing this point.
A microwave in a home serves two main purposes. One, we all can agree, is to reheat leftovers, to reheat food. The second function that it primarily, exists to execute is to make microwaved popcorn.
It's
and that
not
is insane.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm a crazy person.
We get it. You're low brow, making popcorn in the microwave. It's not
of the
that.
People.
It's not that. It's the frequency. You had a fucking alert go off on your phone six times being like, Lawrence, buy more popcorn.
I love Pop Secret home style microwave popcorn.
Get a pop in like Orville Redenbacher. But still, you average a bag a week to the domicile.
It comes in a box that has four bags, and I might go through a box a month. That's one a week. I'm blowing a bag a week.
That's 52 bags a year. If
you're interested in a different type of bag,
if Jiffy Pop or whatever, Pop Secret, what is it?
Pop Secret.
Pop Secret. If Pop Secret wants to sponsor the pod, fucking sign
Jiffy
on board.
Pop is made on a stovetop. Well, am I the only person that knows about popcorn?
Yeah, Armand was like, "Yo, what about Pirate's Booty? Like that's just gas, or like smart food, fire,
the black bag."
But the fact that you
the most
are
dangerous game,
popcorn gives me gas. Actually, I get real,
yeah, no,
I get
for
real
sure.
Farty.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to argue with that. That's science.
Yeah,
it's very.
I mean, I just thought that you were on your health shit. I mean, we're professional models now. I thought you were on your health shit, but you're like, yeah, I could eat 10 of these pies
right now.
And you know what? I might.
It's a little treat for Larry and JB. You know, fire up
the
a
popcorn.
Movie. You know, fire up a bag.
Do you do additions to the popcorn, like Parmesan, maybe some fresh cracked pepper.
So if it was some, like if we were making like the healthy version of microwave popcorn,
which is what?
One of like Smart Pop or one of those brands, not Smart Food, which is a bagged snack from like Frito-Lay. But if we were to make like one of these like healthier, less butter, less sodium, whatever. Yeah, I might fucking put some garlic salt on top. I might put some truff on there.
Some everything bagel seasoning.
Absolutely.
You are Caucasian. That is a staple in your pantry.
Jewish. I am a chosen person. But the Pop Secret home style popcorn is so perfect. The platonic ideal, basically the next best thing to movie theater popcorn, which obviously
What?
Yeah. It's that good. So you don't need to add anything. So
what about like
fucking put me on flow.
Do they Flamin' Hot Cheeto flavored popcorn? Because that would be what I'd fucking crush that.
I don't think white people are interested in that, to be completely frank. You know, but yeah,
more, so don't fucking popcorn shame.
Well, it's snack shaming.
Look, we've been working together, work husbands for, I don't know, like 4 years now. You learn something new every week. And this is just a consequence of the fact that we're like spending more time together, doing activities, doing the mandates are now the mandate, right?
Exactly. Sure.
Which we're going to get into. Had a big fucking week, but I think we should. How do we start it off?
I feel good now. Let's do a quick little fit check. You're not hungover. You feel great. You didn't also have to trek over here, by the way.
Yes. I stayed up late watching my girl, Naomi Osaka, defeat
win.
The GOAT. That was a crazy game. I did find
crazy GOAT in a game. It's a match.
It was a match. It was a pretty crazy match. But
damn, what a game.
Yeah.
Catch the game?
Off the pitch. I've slept through most of the second set because I was a little gone off the gamay myself, and the fucking 2.5 pies that we had at Leo.
So fucking good. And slices and a little.
Yeah. Two pies and slices.
Starter slices.
Yeah, little mousse bouche.
I like that.
But so, and then I woke up crazy early for no reason. I heard like a snowplow outside. So, you know, weird.
You have
weird
been
day.
Waking up super early per the text.
Well, that's what you gotta do. If you wake up early and you know you're going to go back to bed, which I did. Thumbs up if you text. Let people know that you're on your fucking rise and grind.
When do you
get a fucking IG story, throwing fits promo up?
You wake up early and you also nap early. How early are these naps? Are they clocking in at like 10:30?
Well, this nap technically happened at like 8 a.m.
Sleeping.
No, I got like woken up at 6, was just fucking doom scrolling on my phone.
What do you mean woken up like with the light
snowplow? No,
with
the snowplow outside.
Oh, got it.
It hit a big bumpioli, you know.
Sure.
I was a little jealous.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Again, these are the kind of, there's certain bags that you're interested in. There's certain bags that we're both interested in. There's certain bags that I'm just interested in. Those are popcorn bags.
It's called the baseline game.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Okay, let's do a feet check. Let's get right into it.
All right, on the feets, some nice socks
from really nice.
This little shop, a little fucking gorpy shop in Nakameguro, Tokyo, Bambooville, which they used to do shipping to the US. They have like
Japanese brands have the best names. The store is called Bambooville.
Yeah, and then their in-house brand is it's Bambooville, and their in-house brand is Bamboo Shoots. Also, Japanese retail is really confusing. Like Bambooville might be the umbrella holding company, and then Bamboo Shoots might be the store itself. And weirdly, Japanese retail, like their websites have always been in the fucking Stone Age.
Jank.
Yeah,
dude.
It's
which
bizarre.
Which is counterintuitive to what you would think of, like, you know, the hyper technologically savvy East.
Yes, absolutely. Well, okay, relax, fucking hate crime guy over here.
No, whoa, come on.
We'll get into that, or will we? I don't know. It's always been really bizarre that Japanese retail websites have lacked like
that because people in Japan are shopping in person?
Yes, but it lacks the most basic information where like you don't even know what their hours are. You don't even know like what days of the week they're open or closed.
Okay.
So Bambooville, I used to have to go on their Facebook page. And my mom would have to like call them up and like talk to them in Japanese.
Speak on your behalf.
Yeah. But great little shop
like
in
them.
Nakameguro. They have, it's not like crazy, crazy gorp. It's not like And Wander. It's not like shit you've never heard of. It's definitely more basic, but yeah, like, you know.
Not basic when you come back to the West.
Exactly. On the ass, I got some SK Manners from, you know, the brand that I'm fucking ride or die for, some velour joints. Just, you know, it's a cozy
shout
snow
out
day.
SK Manor Hill. Great brands.
Fantasy Explosion, Domino Sugar Factory on the titties. And then over that, the Capital Feast, because again, it's a fucking cozy snow day.
Yeah, also, you're fucking
chilling in the crib.
You're calling me out for Ted Cruz cosplay, though I guess he's more cosplaying guys like me, but this is like the same. We're both in a snap tee for all intents and purposes.
But mine's better.
I don't know if you've seen the extremely well thought out infographic approval matrix of all of the movers and shakers
of all men's fashion.
Shout out Truitt, who obviously is behind the paywall. That's our fucking guy. You've seen him on many Juicy Zumi. I thought that it was a fair representation of where you and I fall. And yes, you are a bit more niche, esoteric. You're in the Capital snap tee. I'm in the Patagooch snap tee. But yet, when it's all said and done, we complete the circle. It is the yin and the yang.
No, we were in opposite quadrants. We were catty corner, but that's
that is the partnership. That is the duality of man that we have come to represent for the 18 million listeners.
When we're moving and shaking,
still with 8 seconds left in front of the paywall.
When we're moving and shaking all of men's fashion, the three podcasts and GQ and that newsletter.